True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. A teenage boy is dead, another seriously hurt, after an e-bike slammed into the side of a school bus yesterday afternoon in Delaware. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the details.
Delaware State Police say the accident happened around 4 p.m. in Dover as a school bus carrying 21 kids made a right-hand turn off West Lebanon Road onto Royal Grant Way, not far off South DuPont Highway, when it was rammed on the passenger side by a speeding e-bike. The bike, ridden by a 16-year-old operator and 14-year-old passenger, was traveling in a bike lane on the sidewalk, and authorities say the teens blew through a stop sign at the Royal Grant Way intersection and collided with the bus. Police say the 14-year-old later died at the hospital, and the 16-year-old is still in the hospital with serious injuries. They say neither was wearing a helmet. Neither the 75-year-old bus driver nor any of the 21 kids aboard the bus were injured. Police shut down the portion of West Lebanon Road where the accident happened for 4 hours Friday night. Anyone who saw the crash or has any information is asked to contact Delaware State Police.
SEPTA service returns to normal Sunday with a system-wide fare hike taking effect at the same time. The agency says you can refer to regional rail schedules from September 2nd, bus schedules from August 25th, new schedules also available online. Fares for a bus or subway ride will go up from $2.50 to $2.90, while regional rail rates will go up by about a buck. This brings an end to 3 weeks of chaos when SEPTA slashed service on bus and subways by 20%. The agency planned to do the same thing on regional rail, but a judge stepped in, stopping SEPTA before that could take effect. Ultimately, the court required SEPTA to return schedules to normal. SEPTA's financing that by pulling the money from capital funds. Federal charges filed against a 61-year-old Bucks County man. He is accused of pretending he was a teenager online to get girls to send him illicit videos. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Mark Wills from Main Street in Humeville was charged earlier this year by the Bucks County DA's office after he'd fled to West Virginia in an effort to start a new life. Now Wills has also been charged federally with multiple counts each of using a device to get a minor in another state to engage in sexually explicit conduct, creating, possessing, and distributing child sexual abuse material, and cyberstalking. If convicted of the federal charges, the 61-year-old Wills could spend the rest of his life in prison based on the penalties for those crimes. Authorities say Wills used multiple names and identities on apps like Snapchat and Kick to meet underage girls, keeping handwritten notes of each of the teenagers he pretended to be. They say those notes found next to his bed also listed the girls he'd interacted with, which IDs he used with which girl, what they looked like, and what they would do. The federal complaint also says Wills would use different accounts to try to contact girls who had previously blocked blocked him. It says Wills used an app to record his screen without the other user's knowledge, and it alleges he had hours of video stored on his phones.
A shooting in the city's Cobbs Creek section late last night has left a man dead, and now police are asking for the public's help to track down a suspect. Authorities say it happened around 11:25 p.m. when a gunman shot a 23-year-old man multiple times. That victim taken to the hospital where he later died. No motive as yet and no arrests have been made. If you have any information, you are asked to contact police. For the 15th consecutive year, Philadelphia is observing the United Nations International Day of Peace with a week's worth of events. Among those events, a discussion on peace journalism. KYW's Mike DiNardo has the details.
The 15th year for Peace Day Philly, which is actually a week of events around the UN's International Day of Peace on September 21st, among the concerts, speakers, and performances is a conversation on the value of peace journalism. Reverend David W. Brown, the executive director of the Civic Coalition to Save Lives, is co-leading the online discussion on September 25th. He says peace journalism focuses on the reasons conflicts happen in the first place and presents what can be done to prevent them.
Because if we're trying to afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted, we're going to have to go well beyond just reporting. We're going to have to be able to dive deeper to lead people to solutions that will lift the society as a whole.
For example, exploring poverty or the availability of health care in a neighborhood. Brown says peace journalism also paints a wider picture of the human beings involved, whether they're a victim or a perpetrator, and showing the circumstances that may have led to their actions. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Still going, the local nonprofit Legacy of Hope hosting its 7th annual PHL 24 Endurance Run. It's to benefit cancer patients in the area. The runners got going at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. They will keep going up and down and up and down the rocky steps at the Philadelphia Museum of Art until 9 o'clock Sunday morning. The group is raising money to make sure cancer patients can afford food and housing. This year's goal: to raise $250,000 to open a new emergency patient support community center where they'll provide services to patients who are just too sick to work. It will help their families, too. And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.